All right. Well, Jeff and Angie, thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
First thing I want to talk about today with you guys is something that I know you guys have probably talked a lot about internally, and that's the lack of a farm bill we got going on here. Obviously, and it's not even like we were just talking just before we got on the air here, it's not even on the front burner for a lot of lawmakers. It's the fiscal cliff issue is on the front burner. So how is that impacting the office? How is that impacting what you guys are doing here, both with FSA and NRCS within the USDA umbrella?
For FSA side right now, we're just working on farm record changes, things like that. We can't take any new CRP applications, which is kind of hard for some people. We have no farm bill program for them to sign up. Normally, we would have them be doing that at this point. One thing we are doing is people are certifying their hay ground, which is something that's new this year. They need to do that by Monday. And that's more to line up with crop insurance's deadlines and those types of things. So right now, we're just forwarding on with any corrections we have to make as far as farm records go, doing farm recons, those kinds of things, playing catch up right now.
Jeff?
On the NRCS side, we are still working on doing our fall construction season, mainly with the terraces. That money has came earlier in the year, and so that's not really being affected by the lack of a farm bill for this year. But it is affecting us because we're starting to try to get ready to move into next year, and people are wanting to start planning. You know, we had an early harvest and everything. We're kind of ahead on that aspect, but we can't really figure out where we're going to go financially with being able to plan terraces because we don't have the money secured yet to start funding projects. So that's affecting us, you know, probably more in the future than right now.
What other kind of issues, I guess, are kind of being, you know, held up right now? What other things would you guys be planning on here now or just after the new year that maybe you're going to have to play catch up on, you're going to have to hold back on, that sort of thing?
Depending on what they come up with as far as FSA goes, as far as a sign up, in a normal year, sign up would have begun October 1 for the new program year, and it would end on June 1st. So the longer we go, if they don't pass that, you know, early on in the spring, we're going to be signing up a lot of farmers in a very short window if they don't extend that sign-up date. Depends on whether they go with a year extension on the farm bill or whether they try to write something whole new. You know, it's going to depend a lot on that. The other thing that people are asking a lot about is 2012 obviously was a bad year for disaster purposes. Right now, we're working on 2011 SURE disaster. We don't have anything for 12. That ended with the farm bill of 12. So for right now, we don't know if there's going to be a disaster program for the drought of 12. So that's a concern.
That's definitely a concern.
Yeah, one thing that is happening with this is, you know, the Continuous Conservation Reserve Program, CRP. Right now, we're not allowed to do any work with it on Angie's side or my side of the office. Can't really get anything planned, ready to get put in. So that's kind of holding us up on people who are thinking about trying to get some ground put in, whether it was some of the new continuous programs such as the highly erodible lands one, the buffer strips, the wetland program ones. There's a whole slew of them that are possible that are now being held up because of not having a farm bill.
Well, what should people keep their eye on here then? Is there anything that they should be aware of when the first of the year comes? I mean, obviously, I don't think you guys are going to be sitting here twiddling your thumbs, I imagine. So people will be doing some things.
As far as on the software side of things, we're switching over to a new system called Midas, and that's going to hit hot and heavy as far as internally for us in January. So we'll be working on that, doing some training and those types of things to get our farm records system up live on that new system. So right now we're playing a lot of catch up on those types of issues. As far as the farmers go, we're just going to have to wait and see. I've launched a new thing called Gov Delivery where I send emails out. So if producers are interested in being on that list and get email notifications from us, please drop us your email and that kind of thing. Other than that, just sit tight and wait, and we'll let you know when we find something out.
So let's just say they resolve the fiscal cliff here, you know, right after Christmas, and then they decide they don't have enough time to negotiate a new farm bill, put a year extension in. What does that do for farmers out there?
If that happens, then I would imagine they'll be able to sign up for the DCP program, which was the one we had last year, and then sign up with that. They should be able to write software pretty quickly because that's been in place. So I would think sign up with that could start fairly soon.
So basically everything with the year extension, I mean, it's an extension, everything that was kind of in place last year for this year would just kind of be the same kind of deadline, same kind of cycle, that sort of thing?
It should be, unless they change that. Like I said, we'll be able to then start signing up for CRP, which will, you know, hopefully help people out there as well.
Yeah, we want to know exactly where we're going to be on funding as far as how many dollars are going to come in for doing cost share projects, you know, until we get stuff, some of that stuff done. So, you know, again, we got to, it's a sit and wait game.
I'm sure it must be very frustrating for you guys as you sit here kind of as the intermediary between producers and the government to try to explain what's going on, because it must be frustrating.
Can be, but our producers are very understanding, and we work with some really great people here in the county, and so I've not had anybody, you know, come in and get really irate about it or anything along those lines. So we have a great group.
They know who to get irate at.
They do. And luckily, it doesn't happen to be me.
All right. Is there anything else you guys would like to add today?
I think we're good. Just sit tight and wait till we notify you.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears on this. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.